وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all today for classical reading, which we're reading from book Riyad al-Salihin for the Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. Today, inshallah, we're dealing with the book Garden of the Righteousness by Imam al-Nawawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his soul with his mercy. And today, we're going to be dealing with a new chapter, which is chapter number 4. Hopefully that you have your book with you today. And this is going to be Dar es Salaam publication version. And it's going to be volume number 1, chapter number 4. And this chapter deals with truthfulness. Bab al-Sidq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This is Surah At-Tawbah, Repentance, verse 119. Allah say, oh, you believe, fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, have God conscious, and be with the truthful ones. And we need to stop here a little bit. that the calling on those who believe or who you believe have the taqwa of Allah and be with who? Be with the truthful one. So this is something very important. Where do you sit? With whom do you socialize? What is your environment? You as a Muslim, you have to sit with Muslims. You as a believer, you should be surrounded with the believers. You a person want to be honest and truthful, you have to be with the truthful one. Those who keep the promise, those who say the truth, those who try to do the right action, because the environment has impact on our soul and in our heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So if Allah wants you to be with the sadiqeen, you shouldn't be with the other people, the sinful one, the liar one. This is something very important because the sidq, to say the truth, is part of the main characteristic of al-Islam to such a degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been known to be as-sadiq al-ameen. This is something been even known about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he became the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have very important hadith. We start in this chapter, hadith number one, which reported by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr." That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that indeed truthfulness leads to righteousness. "Alaykum bis-sidq, inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birr, wa inna al-birra يهدي إلى الجنة وإن الرجل لا يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, keep with truthfulness. Be a person of your word. Don't lie. Because when we're talking about صدق, means that say what actually happened. Or what you're planning to do, don't say something different, contrary to what had taken place. And this is what we call to being a truthful person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Alaykum bis-sidq." That means put all your effort to be sincere and serious by keeping the right word according what took place or what you are witness to it. "Alaykum bis-sidq." Why? Because the sidq leads to righteousness. If you're looking for al-birr, you're looking for righteousness, that you keep saying the truth. Because truthfulness will lead to Jannah. So the people who want to be from the people of Jannah, those who want to enter Jannah, they need to watch what they're saying. We are not a media. We are not a TV station. We keep talking, talking, talking. We have to have a monitor over ourselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. We have always to be thankful and mindful and careful about what we're saying, because we believe, as Allah told us, that anything is uttered by the tongue is what is going to be recorded. And there is two angels, Raqib and Atid, which is a count and write everything. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, continuing and trying always to be truthful about what you're saying. And because this will lead to something else, which is righteousness. And as a result of doing righteousness, you'll be from the people of Jannah. Now let's see the opposite. وَإِيَّكُمْ وَالْكَذِبُ. Be aware of lying. Why? Because a man continue lying. الرجل لا يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the first person will be recorded with Allah special record that he is a truthful person. In the contrary of this, the opposite, a person who's lying, this lying is going to lead to fusuk. It's going to lead to sin. It's going to lead to haram. And as a result of this, you'll be recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. Everybody would like to have a good record with Allah. You don't like with your manager or your boss that somebody give a bad report about you. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this comes as a result of what? Of the tongue, watching. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's teaching us, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. This is part of our faith, part of belief. Because you are a true believer, you're always mindful and careful about what he's saying, especially when you're giving some information. You have to give it accurate according to the best of your ability that you saw or you know. Otherwise, your racket will be bad with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, no one would like to do this. This shows us about one kind of being truthful. Because there is a way that you be truthful with your tongue. There is another category to be truthful in your action. And also there is another way that you be sincere in your heart and your deed. Because also like a person making salah, have to be truthful in your salah. That means do it according the way it's supposed to be done. So it's not only being a truthful that you're only saying what is right and this is it, but we need also truthfulness in our saying, in our action, and also in our intention. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith which he reported by Muhammad al-Hassan ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Da' ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk." Leave what is doubtful. Leave it alone. To which is not doubtful. You have two choices between two things, okay? And maybe you are not sure about it. So it's better for you to leave it alone. Leave it alone. This will be safe, to be in the safe side. Something is doubtful for you, leave it alone. If it's something that doubtful, that you don't know if it's halal or haram to eat it, is an action, some kind of bargain, you don't know if this is the proper way or no. If you are not certain, so it's better to leave it alone. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَةُ مُؤْنِينَ. Now, if this action is correct and right, you will feel right in your heart. You feel comfortable in your heart. You see? So you can see there is a communication between your heart and what you're trying to do, your limbs, because you became in the safe side. Now you're going to feel yourself comfortable what you're doing. Now, if you take the other side, which is doubtful, you are not going to be feeling comfortable. So, alhamdulillah, al-Islam had give us a lot of variety, okay? Look to things as example in drinking. You found water, you found milk, you found a lot of different types of juices. So, why we have to go to something, okay, this is beer, this is non-alcohol, this is alcohol, this is 1%. Leave it alone. Why? So be serious, be truthful also in what you eat, what you drink, and what you do. Doubtful, leave it alone. And this was the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, وَالْكَذِبُ riba. Lying. Lying is what? Is something that you're going to say, oh, I'm not sure, can I do it or not? So leave it alone, you will be in the safe side, inshallah. When Hiraql had get to him a messenger of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Sufyan, he went to carry the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Hiraql, which is the king of the Roman in that time. And this is part of the duty of the Muslim governor. A Muslim governor, one of his main duties is sending da'wah, preaching the Islam, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sent representative and messengers to represent him and to carry the da'wah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, الَّذِينَ إِمَّا كَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةِ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So one of the main jobs and duties of a Muslim ruler is to send representative to give da'wah, kings and priests and ministers, those people who are not in the Islam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent Abu Sufyan to be his representative to the king of Roman, the Roman in that time. So he was asking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, what does this Prophet teach you? What does he teach you? He said, he command us to worship Allah alone. Worship Allah alone. And don't associate any partner with him. And leave alone what you had inherited from your ancestors of saying or worshiping. And he said, وَيَأْمُرْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّدْقِ. And he command us to pray and to be truthful. This is something very important. So the same way the Islam teach us to pray, which is a relationship between you and Allah, it teach you also to be what? To be what? To be a truthful. Don't lie. Be honest with the people and tell them what happened exactly. So he said, يَأْمُرْنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ and الصِّدْقِ. So he can see that how important the salah is, and in equal to this, being truthful. This was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commanded him to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us also in the action and in the dua and what you aim in, what is your goal in this life. This is very important hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in hadith which he reported by Abi Thabit, and it been said that Abu Sa'id and said, من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق من سأل الله تبارك وتعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه الله منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. A person who is his intention, his hope to be martyred in the cause of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him to the level of the martyrs, even if he die in his bed. But he said, oh Allah, marzuqna shahada. And sometimes there's a person making dua, he's making dua and he's talking to the other person and say, and he giving you signal and do this and do that. And so there is no even khushu' in the dua. His mind is not his dua. If you are sincere asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, and Allah sees that you are truthful in what you asking and what you begging, which you understand will understand the level, the higher grade of a person who died in the cause of Allah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that in the hadith, which is the meaning is, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَأَةَ دَرَجَةً مَا بَيْنَ كُلِّ الدَّرَجَةَ وَدَرَجَةَ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu, he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Jannah, in heaven, in paradise, there is 100 ranks level. And the distance between every level and the next one as much as what's between the heaven and the earth. Subhanallah. Can you imagine 100? And he said that all this Allah had prepared for who? Those who struggle in the cause of Allah, for the mujahideen. 100 daraja. 100 ranks. So a person can reach this level with sincerity in his dua, his sidq, his truthfulness when he is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you beg Allah for Jannah, ask for Daws, one of the levels. He said, because this is the middest and the best and the highest of Jannah, above it is the throne of Almighty Allah. So if a person sincere, truthful in his dua and say, oh Allah, rizukni shahada, oh Allah, make me die in your cause, and he truthful about what he's saying, he meant it, Allah will give him this reward and this level, even if he die in his house, in his bed. Subhanallah. Why? Again, because this is what is Islam wants you to be truthful with the people, be truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all action that you may do in, so you can reach such a great way. Again, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about a person being truthful in bargain. And say, al-bay'an bil-khiyar, which is the buyer and the seller, or the seller and the buyer. They have a choice negotiating their item as long as they are still in the same place. You in the marketplace, or you in the shop or the supermarket, we can bargain. Even if we agree about the price, I still have the option to say, this okay, as long as I didn't leave my spot. Okay? So this is a issue here that we want to relate something. Islam is not a religion of a mosque. Islam is a religion of totality, everything in your life. Why Islam talks about, you understand, dealing with people to being truthful, and after this come talking about people buying and selling. So in Al-Islam, we don't have dunya and akhirah. You see, we don't have this separation state and church. We don't have it. Everything supposed to be Islam, and everything need to be conducted according to Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my daily life, even my death is for Allah and by Allah. So we don't have this separation, which in may be in another beliefs or other religions. Everything in your life as a Muslim supposed to be Islam. So now your relationship with Allah in dua, in salah, have to be truthful. And with the people, when you talk to them, you have to be truthful. Don't lie to them. And even when you buy and you sell with the people, also you have to be truthful. And you have the choice, as long as still in the supermarket or in the center, that you can dismiss this kind of bargain. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that مَا لَمْ يَتَفَرَّقَا, as long as they are, did not separate it from each other. So now what's going to happen? The buyer maybe is not truthful in what he paying. Maybe he giving you fake money. The other person who's selling, he may understand giving you something rotten is not good. So this is also being truthful in your action. Not only truthful only when you speak. So now Islam wants you to be truthful in what, how you deal with the people. And we know the story of this man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show you how Islam is Islam of everything. Street, mosque, family life, business, war, peace, social life, economic life, everything is Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't stay in the mosque only making prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to the marketplace acting like what? An inspector. Today we know that the city send the understand other people to see if they are licensed, see if the food expire or not, all these things. This been started already by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he show us the proper leadership. And the proper imam is not a person who stands in the member and says it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in the marketplace, and after this he came and he checked the food. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw a subra ta'am, like a pile of food. So sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he adkhala yadahu fi at-ta'am fa-balala faqala ma hadha ya sahib at-ta'am qala ya rasulullah asabat as-sama'. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an inspector. And this is the truthfulness of imam, of a leader. He went to the marketplace and he sees it's a pile of food. He stick his hand inside. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt that the wheat or the rice or whatever they have is wet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what's wrong? What's going on? Say, oh, Prophet of Allah, it was raining. You understand the food got wet. You see, he tried to make excuse. You are not truthful. He kept the wet, the rotten food inside and the good food outside. So what was the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? هَلَّا جَعَلْتَهُ فَوْقَ الطَّعَامِ حَتَّى يَرَهُ النَّاسِ مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Why you didn't leave it in the front so everybody can see it? Whosoever deceive us is not part of us. Subhanallah. Look, this is what's Islam. Being truthful when you buy, being truthful when you receive, when you give everything, give the proper amount of money, give the right amount of money, give real money, not fake money, okay? And also you need to be truthful and tell him, yes, this car been in a wreck, or this, you understand, been a used item. This is not new. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that فَإِن صَدَقَ وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If both of them, the buyer and the seller, being truthful, and they explain everything, the good and the bad, the plus and the minus, so Allah will bless their bargain for the buyer and the seller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless their bargain. وَإِن كَتَمَا وَكَذَّبَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَتْ بَيْعِهِمْ. But if they conceal and they cover and try to make up, oh, it's good, brother, is this, you understand? No. Now the barakah, the blessings will go out of the money, will be go out of the product itself. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this deen, this religion, this Islam, teaching us everything good for this life and the hereafter. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the sadiqeen, the truthful one, when they speak, when they act, when they buy, when they sell. Until I see you next time, I'm your host, Muhammad Said Adli, from Columbia, South Carolina, United States. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.